This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
I was calling in a story with you. My husband wrote in a while back, we're the ones who had a well on our property line that my eldest daughter had mono and had dreams about a man telling her about a well that was on our property line, the one that would ring the doorbell. We would have the doorbells ring around holidays. It still goes on. We still have the doorbells ringing very occasionally, maybe once every 3 or 4 weeks, all times of the day or night. It's very unnerving when it happens, but we just don't open the door if we're not expecting someone. So anyway, I wanted to share a quick story with you guys. Like I said, or like my husband had said in a story that he had written in a while ago, we have 3 kids. Our oldest one now is 17. We have a middle one that's 11. And then our youngest one is almost 3 years old. So the little one is still home with me during the day while the other two are at school and while my loving husband goes and earns the bacon to support us. So we also have 3 cats, and they range from very, very old, where one is about to kick the bucket, to one that's about 3, and we have a new kitten that's about, I would say she's about 6 months old at this point. So this starts in our upstairs area. That seems to be where we do have a lot of activity in our house. It seems to happen during the day, which I think is odd. My 2 older kids share a bathroom, and the way the bathroom is set up, you can walk into it from my son's bedroom on one side, and then there's a door where it opens on the other side from my daughter's bedroom. And my husband calls it the Brady Bunch bathroom. And I think it's the way the doors are, maybe in the Brady Bunch, that's how the boys and the girls could each get in the bathroom. But that's how their bathroom is set up there. Mostly my daughter's in it, and my son is rarely in it unless he's forced to take a shower or bath. So one day I was in there picking up, doing, because they both throw their clothes on the floor. We have hampers in each of their rooms, but they don't like to use them, but they enjoy throwing their clothes on the floor for me to pick up during the day. So I was in there picking up the clothes, and the kitten that we have that's about 6 months old, she stays in my daughter's room quite a bit. And let me start by saying this. Her bathroom door is closed all the time, where my son's door to go from his side of the bathroom into his room is always open, because I don't think he cares about privacy yet, where my older daughter's door is always closed. So I was picking up clothes, and there was some paper on the floor that had fallen out of my daughter's pocket. And I went to grab the paper, and I saw a little paw, come through the door. The kitten must have noticed that I was cleaning and thought we were playing. So I saw her little paw, and it was so cute. She's playing while I'm trying to do laundry, and she's trying to pull the paper to the other side. So I thought it was cute, and I sat there for a couple, teased her through the door. A couple days later, I'm doing the same thing. As you can tell, I do laundry a lot when you've got 3 kids. And I'm doing the same thing. This time it's a sock, and the sock pulled through the other side of the door. I did not see a paw. So I opened the door to get the sock from out of my daughter's room. There is no kitten to be found. In fact, I turn and look, and she's standing in the bathroom watching me, behind me. I don't think it was one of the other cats, but I thought that that was so odd, whatever pulled it. And when it did pull, it pulled through with a lot of force, which, you know, I could assume a kitten would do that. But I thought that was so unusual. And in that same day, I grounded my daughter. And so she was not allowed to bring her cell phone to school with her that day. And all of us listen. Well, I shouldn't say all of us. My older one loves your show. My sister loves your show. I love your show. My husband is forced to listen to your show on the weekends. We listen to the EPP episode together. And I was upstairs in my bedroom and I heard her phone come on and I'm thinking, well, that's odd. And it was one of your episodes, your podcast just came on out of the blue. So I don't know if she had a timer set on it. I don't know what was going on, but I think I'll have my husband write in and share more of his stories because it seems to pick on him a lot. He's got one episode, one incident where he was in his study doing some work before he went to work because he works at home too. And he's got a bookshelf that faces one side of the wall. And all of a sudden, all of these books just started coming out at him. And my middle child actually saw it happening. And he said it was like an invisible hand was taking the books out one by one and just kind of flinging them out of the bookshelf. I didn't see it, but my husband is very, very skeptical, laughs at everything, seems to always find an explanation for what happens to him. So those are our little stories, and I love your show, and happy Halloween to you guys and all your listeners. Take care. Bye-bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.